West Side.
Back at you once again. Some niggas you love to hate.
Live from Crenshaw, motherfuckers. Get a bar of us.
You already know.
T-N-Y-L-T-H. The niggas you love to hate.
It's hashtag that.
Get a bar, bitch. And you know what it is. What up, Breeze?
Yo, Blast, what it do?
Man, we
here. We in here. Episode 2, bro.
Episode 2, 2016, motherfucker.
Yeah, that.
You know what it is. There's no show like this in the world, motherfucker.
You won't hear it anywhere.
The West Coast, nigga. Fully, you know what I'm saying? From the old school to the new school to what's right now, nigga. The niggas you love to hate is bringing it to you right now.
And Blast, where we at?
Live on motherfucking Crenshaw, 43rd. Dom Kennedy, what's up? OPM, you really know what it do.
We really out here, Leimert Park. What's going down?
Los Angeles. So
pull up.
So it's Los Angeles, it's United States, it's worldwide, motherfucker. We in the building. The niggas you love to hate, we about to jump this shit off. So let's recap, you know what I mean, on the last, you know what I mean, or the inaugural, the niggas you love to hate episode. You know, we gave them an album of the year for 2015, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? We tried to give y'all best looks. We also gave y'all, like, the hottest new niggas in the street, you know what I mean? Like, in street artists of the year type of thing, you know what I mean? Honorable mention with G. Perico and shit.
Exactly. And then we gave it to RJ on my end, and I think you shouted to
JM,
huh?
You know what it do.
Yeah, that.
Joe Moses, yeah, you know
that,
what I'm
saying? Album of the year, you know, go back, you know, that went to JCon.
The game.
Over there doing his thing, so, you know, that was a good look.
The game, nigga, you know what I mean? Shout out JCon, man, you know what I mean? That nigga's doing his thing.
He's over there on tour right now, over there in Germany.
He's in Germany, and the nigga shot back, you know what I mean, like a half a million to a million bottles of water, you know what I mean, for the Flint situation. So, you know, give that nigga a big shout out for that shit, because he did that shit out of his pocket, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that, man. Yeah. Ain't too many people putting it up where they really speak about it, you know what I mean? So go hit that man on his social media, Instagram. He's Instagram crazy, LA Confidential.
For you ladies and shit like that, that's, you know, like to get them little naked pics of niggas and shit like that. You know, he's a monster on that shit, kinda, you know what I mean, too. You know what I mean? So, you know, if y'all trying to take a peek, you know what I mean, go holler at your nigga, man. JCon is the business.
He's doing his shit right now.
But let's get into this new episode, Breeze. You know what I mean? You know, we got hot fire shit. It's 2016.
That's what we're here for.
Maybe one or two releases so far for January, you know what I mean, to kick this shit off. But, you know what I mean, we still had some shit that was coming out of 2015, leading into 2016, that we really need to hit him over the head
with,
man.
Yes, sir. Still early. You know what I mean? Records are just getting into rotation. Everybody's back from the holiday feeling good. You know what I mean? So they fresh out the box.
So we finna drop some new shit on y'all niggas, and some shit may not be new. You might have heard of it because these niggas is buzzing in the street. You know what I mean? But we're gonna give y'all, you know what I mean, the niggas that's up next. You know what I mean? In LA, we feel like these is the hot new niggas that's right behind the first, you know, class of the new West. You know what I mean? First class is, you know what I mean, a few of the niggas we gave y'all last week: G Malone, J Rock. You know what I mean? Nipsey Hussle. Shout out Nips. The neighborhoods. You know what I mean? 6-0.
Yep.
Dom Kennedy. You know what I mean? You got that whole generation of rappers that they putting on for the coast, you know what I mean? They out here really opening doors, trying to spread the coast.
Doing their thing. They got, you know, budgets, I mean, behind them, you know what I mean? They making moves. Of course, Nip, you know, does his thing with the $100 albums, $500 albums, like a boss. You know what I mean? Got the little retail store. He's doing his thing. Dom, likewise, with the OPM. But, you know, we here to shed light on everybody from the coast right now. And there's a lot of cats out here, and you're going to get the real opinion on that music from us directly.
All day in America.
Correctly.
All day in motherfucking America. You know what I mean? But these are the niggas, like, you get, and this is why we doing this show. This is why we're the niggas you love to hate. Because, like I said, you could pick up Double XL, you can pick up The Source, you can pick up Complex, you can go to Two Dope Boys, you can go to all that shit, but they only gonna give you a piece of this shit. You know what I'm saying? They're not gonna give you the whole coast.
Not like, the essence. They missing the essence of it all.
And they, like, you don't know if a nigga paid for that look or what, you know what I mean? Like, this is free promotion, nigga, you know what I mean? This is straight from the church, nigga. The church straight to you, nigga. So
No filler,
you know what I mean? So it's not because I know this nigga that I'm putting him on. This is the shit that's hot, nigga. This is the shit that niggas is in the street checking for. So if you're not checking for it, you sleeping.
Right. So get your pen and pads out, kiddies. Take notes as the niggas you love to hate bring it to you.
Bar game.
So, you know, let's get into it, Blast.
First nigga on that we will be reviewing, you know what I mean? Shout out Robert Townsend, man, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
All day in America. Vince Staples, man. Man, I'm going to let you kick off, Breeze, you know what I mean? Like, because I got quite a few bars for my nigga right here because I'm really feeling my nigga, but I want you to go ahead and go in from an A&R on a nigga, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm going to keep it real, man. I got on the Vince a while back, man, and, you know, know, initially it was a little tough for me to swallow, you know what I mean? Because, you know, he had a little off flow that you don't really get from the West Coast, and his Crip bars was, I mean, he was killing me with them. That North Side Long Beach. Ooh. And then he came out with the blue suede, and he's on the roof doing his dance with the blue suede Jordans on. So I'm like, man, who is this guy? He was over these beats that was crazy.
It like I said, it wasn't typical. Like if you're a gangster rap aficionado or something like that, then this nigga went way somewhere else for a nigga. But for me, when I first got a bar, I got on him. I'm going to say about a year ago, but I was still light to him. Like I said, when I hear these young niggas, I don't just be like, oh, yeah, that nigga's the shit. You know what I mean? I'd be like, okay.
I got to do my research.
I got to smell you for a minute.
I got to smell you. I got to see what's going on. You feel me? I'm pulling everything up. I'm pulling your file, going through it. You know what I mean?
So like what you said with the blue suede, you know what I mean? Like him and Hootie, you know what I mean? We'll get to Hootie later, but they both had rooftop videos, you know what I'm saying? I was like, man, that's some LA shit right there where you got, you know what I mean? Niggas just taking it to that direction of it, like, come and get this view of the hood, nigga. You getting the curbside, nigga. Now get this rooftop hood. Right. You know what I'm saying? So I thought that was really a fresh look for Vince on Blue Suede, just the inaugural kickoff. You know what I mean? But the nigga came with the North North. The North North to me shuts it down. And the nigga's Crip bars is imperial, honestly, from a nigga that's not even really banging a set like that. And it's under bars. It's not even really like.
Right, you got to really be from the coast to really get it. You know what I mean? And then really, you know, that side, North Side Long Beach, is real close to Compton. You know what I mean? You cross the street, you on the other side.
On the side, you in Long Beach.
It's a whole nother bar away from, it's closer to Compton than it is to the east side.
All day.
You know what I'm saying?
That's that Long Beach Jordan, you know what I mean? Like
Long Beach Jordan, Poppy Street.
Man, get a bar of that, you know what I mean? But the nigga had just dropped Lift Me Up, the video, a couple days ago. And I'm going through that, you know what I mean? And he dropped another song right behind it, this record with this producer named Flumes. But yep. I'm reading a motherfucking article, and it's by a dude named Peter Wash, XXL. This nigga's a buster, a straight bitch at the end of the day, you know what I mean?
Peter Wash. What do you say about the record, man? What do you say about Young Staples, bro?
And you know, you motherfucking writers, I'm going in on all you niggas, because you niggas don't do shit for the coach, you know what I mean? You niggas think that you the holy grail of critiquing of some shit, nigga. And you niggas don't know shit about the coach, so I'm gonna give you niggas a bar. The nigga's a bitch, though, G. I'm gonna just tell you like that. He shitted on Vince's Crippin'. He called the nigga a tough guy. He went everywhere to say like basically he's making G-Funk gangbang music when it's just completely the opposite, G.
Total opposite. That's why it took me a minute. Like I said, the bars was embedded so deep. You know what I mean? And then his flow and his delivery and the beats was so off. I'm like, wait a minute. I had to run it back a few times.
The first time I ever put Summertime 06 in the motherfucking shit, my nigga, I didn't even know the nigga was Crippin' at all. At all, my nigga. I ain't get no Crip bar out of this. It was right. Like, this was Tyler Creator meets Long Beach to me, or some
exactly.
Shit. You know what I mean?
Because he had those early Odd Future bars. You
definitely.
Know what I mean?
Him, Casey Veggies, and I think Earl Sweatshirt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They went in.
Yeah, he was on like four songs on Earl Sweatshirt
all day. So, and that made him look like he was going that route. But you know what I mean? That's what I'm noticing about the Youngs is they kind of fuck with multiple lanes all at one time. Where it's like, right. I'm gonna learn how to get this underground bar. I'm gonna learn how to get this commercial bar. I'm gonna learn how to get this street bar. And that's where it's like, woo, like
they're just collaborating.
But that's rare for older artists, because you know they stick in one lane or just only do one style. They'd be like, oh, my fans won't like this, or my fans won't like this, or whatever. But nah, these niggas is giving you bars in all these lanes, and that's making them kind of well-rounded artists to me. They can go fuck with anybody, and I
totally.
Think that's some dope shit, my nigga.
But you know, I think that what also helped with those guys to all get together and want to collaborate and be able to, you know, go across town is all of them kind of meeting around Fairfax, which is that fashion district. Niggas up there getting J's. They up there going to the dope store. They over there going to Crooks and Castle, Supreme. So, you know, they bumping heads running into each other. And, you know, there's none of that beef like back in the day with us. Like, hey, bro, what you doing over here? Where you from?
Fairfax still probably one of the most popular high schools in L.A., and that's
ever.
Been for the last 25, 30 years. You know what I mean?
Ever.
And so
you was the shit if you went to Fairfax.
Period. You know what I mean? Like, that's the in crowd of all in crowds, my nigga. If you go to Fairfax, then you right next to niggas that's going to be stars, celebrities, and with the shit. You Yeah, to me at the end of the day. So shout out to Fairfax High School, man. They still kicking ass.
All the kids
and,
over there. Yeah, y'all tune in, man.
Kicking ass and hoops still, you know what I mean? Selling out the gym. Chris Brown was in the gym two weeks ago for a big game there on a Friday night. You know,
shut the whole. Is that the game that he yanked on somebody? I seen a clip where he yanked on somebody.
No, he was just going to go check out the game. That's what I'm saying. He had all the little ladies up in there like running up. They damn near had to stop the game because this nigga walked in. You know what I mean?
I love that.
It's gangster shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and it, like he was there for like 15 minutes and then shook right out, my nigga. Like, okay. That's what's crazy. Okay. Like I came
yeah,
in.
Yeah, come on.
It's too much. I gotta go. Right, I gotta go. Right. You know what I mean? But
he's a distraction.
But yeah, but Tyler Creator Crip is how I like to label Vince Staples, my nigga. You know what I mean? Tyler Creator Crip. Right. You know what I mean? And right. So if you that allows you to go both ways, like wow. And then and Tyler Creator, keep it real, he'll give you a low key street bar,
a little tough guy, a little bit in his bars
every once in a while.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Where this is a genre of music. This isn't where. Like I'm saying, Peter Walsh, where you're trying to denigrate him because he's representing a culture, a coast. This shit been going on longer than you've been writing, Peter Walsh. So don't ever tell a rap nigga from L.A. that he can't rep the turf, nigga, that he from. Are you a fucking fool?
Who knows where he's from? He's probably from Idaho or something. Utah.
I'm thinking Amsterdam, keep it real, because he got to be smoked out of his fucking mind to tell a nigga that he ain't supposed to be cripping. You know what I mean?
Right.
Shout out to Vince Staples, man. My nigga is hard in this game. If you haven't turned on Vince Staples yet, I don't think you really like rap anymore. That's all I'm going to tell you. So if you haven't turned on Vince, you don't like rap anymore, because that's one of the freshest new niggas for the coast that we've had in maybe 15 motherfucking years.
And the Youngs is on him.
Period.
You know what I mean?
So
real tough.
For you old niggas that's not, get a bar.
There you go. And you know, one thing I want to touch on Vince too, though, that a lot of cats, and obviously that writer missed it. He does a lot of storytelling which leads up to the bars that he's giving out. You understand what I'm saying? He's going to give you a full story about his life or what's going on right over there on the north side of Long Beach. So if you can't really appreciate that or take that in, hey, man, you might write on somebody else. Let somebody else take that job to write on that project.
Why can't a L.A. rapper be lyrical and speak the streets? See, everyone wants to separate those two and make... What?
Then you just got rappers rapping about nothing.
Exactly.
But I'm styling, though.
The nigga got style. He got lyric. He got flow. I'm just trying to say he's a complete MC from what I'm seeing right now. I know he wants to step his game up and make more commercially viable, radio-friendly records and things of that nature. But he doesn't have to do that all the time. He can stay to the streets. He can keep his swag like how it is. And my nigga last night, me and my nigga was vibing on probably like 700 videos last night. And my nigga was like, Vince flow make the beat more than the beats make his flow.
All day long. Because I'm like, how is he going to come off on this beat right here?
And he kills those motherfuckers.
Kills them. Shout out to No ID, man, for picking that boy up, man. Y'all don't know that? No ID from Chi-Town, Kanye West and all that. Picked him up, signed him to RDM through Def Jam. So, you know, they're doing their thing big.
That's great A&R work, great ears to the street right there for No ID. You know what I mean?
All day. Corey Smith on the management side with that. You know what I mean? That's your guy. Go back in the day, strong arm steady.
All day. So we jumped into Vince, but, you know, and on these... on our new school, I want to push pause. You know what I mean on this shit. And there's a nigga that you always give me bars of Breeze, and this nigga sells out of the world. You know what I mean? Like I didn't know his numbers was this astronomical. You know what I mean?
We going into the Young,
my nigga G. We mentioned basically his twin, or you know what I mean? His
right.
His shadow almost in a sense of
that.
How he, you know what I mean, puts his records out. But we talk about Kid Ink, man. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Get
yes,
a bar
sir.
Of Kid
yes,
Ink.
Sir.
You know what I'm saying?
And real quick, this is what I want to say, man. Y'all cats act like Kid Ink is not from L.A. Like, you know, just because he's not in a popular group running around grabbing y'all for collabos, he's got a bigger plan, and I respect that from Kid Ink. You know what I mean? He came in the game to make real records.
I kind of have to keep him in a commercially viable lane. That's where he's at. I don't know that he's going to ever come and make a project that's a street-friendly relevant project.
If you don't need to, why would you?
I mean, you need the streets to respect you a little bit, you know what I mean? Like, because then you're all, you know what I mean, kind of maybe just a female radio-friendly audience. And, you know, from the objective of making music, and if it's to sell records and make money, he's accomplishing the goal.
He's getting that off. But see, this is what I love is that even though he's from here, he doesn't bang that in your head. So he's pretty much more like a universal rapper. He could be from anywhere.
Right.
Kenny could be from anywhere.
The Dej Loaf record.
You didn't even know that was him.
You kept telling me, you was like, man, nigga, go get a bar that nigga, man. I was like, I heard a couple, but I was,
bruh.
You was like, nigga, go get a bar. So I was like, okay, fuck it. You know what I mean? Let me go through this nigga's discography. You know what I mean? Let me go see the hits.
And he's got some. He's got a few. You might have had him confused with a Chris Brown record.
I did.
You might have had it confused with a Ty Dolla record. Because he brings all those styles to the game as a rapper. But they all radio hits. And then he grabbed Mustard.
The Dej Loaf record is so great, but, and I'm not even trying to slander my nigga, but he don't even have to be on the record. It's so great. He could just put his name on the record. He didn't even have to rap. You know what I mean?
Some of those records that kind of feel like that. Like they came with the record and he just gonna Milli Vanilli it. But I'm gonna keep it real, bro. He keeps the females going. I hear him coming out the cars of all the young little hotties in the streets, all the little firecrackers. And but this is when I really got on him, is when I took a trip to New York. And in New York, they had a DJ Mustard segment on every DJ show. Now, I'm from L.A.
That's a bar.
That's a bar. They had a whole segment, maybe an hour of just
DJ Mustard
back to back to back.
Wow.
So being from here, of course, at the time, YG was DJ Mustard's artist and the biggest guy.
Right.
But in that hour block, it was Kid Ink Records.
Like Four Smashers or something.
Back to back. Back to back. And then they throw in My Hitter.
Right, 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 right. To get your little street again, exactly, you know what I mean?
Exactly. But it was all Kid Ink, DJ Mustard, you know, the little Tinashe joint, you know what I mean? But that's when I really had to pull up his numbers and see what was going on with him. And then that also took me back like, whoa.
That make you push back in the seat like, God, nigga, what
Wait
the
a minute.
Fuck?
I mean, streams and everything on the business side, like that boy's really making some moves, you know what I mean? Y'all might need to call him and get him on your record.
You definitely need to get that feature. You know what I'm saying?
Why you bullshitting?
If you need some female-friendly listeners to your shit, you need to get a Kid Ink feature,
that
nigga.
Kid Ink.
Get that Hot 12, you know what I mean? Yeah. You might not even go for 16. Get a Hot 12 right from the nigga and just, you know what I mean? But yeah. but promote that record. Do the vid, too, nigga. Don't get
the clearance to do the vid and everything.
Don't do the record and not do the vid. That just don't make sense, nigga. You know what I mean? If you're going to bust your gun, nigga, then bust all six shots, nigga. You know what I mean?
Go for the whole thing. And, you know, he's the only cat I feel like from the turf. Also, they got big records with cats like Usher, R. Kelly.
The most commercial.
Chris Brown, Tyga.
The most commercial.
Pusha T, even. French Montana, you didn't even get those bars. You think, you know what I mean? He
right.
Even got a couple.
I can give my element to the street niggas everywhere.
As well, and they gonna respect it as well.
I need that because, again, they trying to sell records as well.
When y'all gonna wake up? Go peep that boy streams, man. Look at him. I seen him on Instagram. You know what I mean? Shout out DJ Ill Will. Y'all doing your thing over there, man, at the alumni.
I want to salute Ill Will. Ill Will was a mixtape DJ nigga just like me in the game around the same time, getting it in. I salute you, my nigga. You're doing your thing. You found a lane or you found a pocket, you know what I mean, to maximize. Man, that's chuch, my nigga. You know what I mean? So from one soldier to another, my nigga, you know what I mean?
Yes,
get
sir.
It in, my nigga. Get it in. You know
yes,
what I mean? Shout out to Ill Will. You know what I mean? Kidding. You know what I mean? It's all good, my nigga. Keep doing your thing. You ain't got to got to fuck with them streets, my nigga. Keep doing your thing.
Right,
get the numbers. You
Power
know what
106
mean?
Banging you out all day, every day. So, you know, don't try to revert back and do something for the hood.
Nah.
For what?
Keep doing your thing, my nigga.
Yeah,
you know
stay
what
in
mean?
That lane
stay,
and keep blowing it out.
Smash it out. You know what I mean? See how long you can last. That's the whole thing. Longevity is the key. You know what I mean? Because if you can stay around for a while, my nigga, then you can actually help some other niggas eat. Keep it real.
And there it is there.
My nigga. So, you know what I mean? Let's transition, my nigga. You know,
let's get back. You want to get back to the streets?
To the niggas that you know, who's up next? You know what I mean? And so
okay.
you gave Vince Staples of who's next. You know what I mean? We gave you that. You know, I want to take it to 65th and Western right now, my nigga.
Okay. I'm with you. I'm riding shotgun.
I'm going to call the nigga, and this is a big bar. This is a big bar, nigga. I mean, Hershey's, you know, double. The nigga's like a baby Kendrick.
Yep. All day.
And I'm not denigrating or slighting Kendrick when I say that. I'm saying this is a lyrical young nigga. He spits fire. He has like 7 videos already, and he's just a freshman, nigga.
And the videos are killer.
His vid game is nice because he's already painting a picture and giving you his essence early in the game.
Laying the foundation in the right way.
If you don't know who we're talking about, we're talking about Dreamville. Kaz, nigga.
Yes, sir.
Get a bar.
Yes,
you know
sir. Kaz.
He just dropped his mixtape. You know what I mean? I think he dropped it on January 1st. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not fucking with the mixtape, YouTube it up. Go
check. Nothing personal.
That nothing personal. Check him out. Run through that. Get a bar. For me, I'm still digesting all of his shit. Nothing personal. I like the combination record he has with Boogie. You know what I mean? City of Gods.
Yes, sir.
I like that record a lot. I like the duo or the collaboration. That's a good team up to me.
Lyrical cats that's coming. You know what I mean? They both kind of style emulates each other, and they both, what I would say, are Kendrick babies that grew up on Kendrick Lamar music.
Definitely. You know what I mean? He's definitely the inspiration for this generation in that sense. And so you got to understand or twerk yourself to see how it's moving and how the lanes are developing. You know what I mean? It's like you niggas follow sports. You know what I mean? You can see when the college nigga is about to graduate and get drafted. Well, that's what we showing you right here, nigga. You know what I mean? Kendrick Lamar is already motherfucking Kobe Bryant or Kevin Durant in this game.
He's
you know
in
what
his
mean?
Prime right now.
He's a superstar, but it's some niggas under that, you know what I mean, that's coming right behind that. It's like, I'm looking for that spot, you know what I mean? And so
Next ups.
And Kaz is one of those next ups, you know what I mean? So I like the record that really, really I fuck with heavy, though, prior to the mixtape dropping, was I'm the Man. That I'm the Man. He on the block in front of the house.
Got all the homies with him.
All the homies with him. You know what I mean? They going in. His swag to me was real, like, it was effervescent. I mean, that nigga, you know what I mean? He gave off a good energy for that shit. You know what I mean? Like, where I was like, I felt the shit. That's all. It wasn't like the beat was super this or whatever, or even the raps were super this. It was just a good little package of both. You know what I mean? For a young first time artist out, I thought that was a real good look for him.
It was
him,
a good
nigga.
Look. And the video had like a little creative little thing to it, you know what
I
mean?
Yeah. Him sitting in the chair or whatever with the slow-mo and the whole situation right there. That shit was hot. And this is what I'm saying. Like, it's easy to go to his record with J. Cole, and obviously that's going to get 3-4 million views or something like that. But, I mean, that's not doing nothing for the coast right
there. Keep it real. That record, Dr. Hustle, is pretty much better because the remix featured J. Cole.
The remix feature, big,
exactly.
Right.
The original, like, I wasn't even really tripping on Cole being on there because I appreciate Kaz just doing him
just
right
doing
now.
Him.
I didn't even know he was on Dreamville at first. Took a minute.
When I saw the video with him and Boz, and that's when I went, this nigga got a video with Boz? I was like, what's that? And then that made me, you know what I mean, do a little more like, smell. Bam. Like, oh, this nigga's a Dreamville. I'm like, damn. Like, Cole came to the coast and plucked one like that?
Early.
Like, where your North Carolina artist at? Nigga, he came to L.A. and got him.
Bruh, L.A. is a hot spot right now. Listen to what I'm telling you. We just talked about Staples and the cats from on the other side came and picked him up.
Right. No ID, exactly. So you're looking at all the niggas, the out-of-towners that's coming into the city and smelling all the hotness, and the city ain't even cultivating that for itself. You know what I mean? Where the stations at? What station is playing Kaz right now? That's what I want to know.
Not one that's
That's my point. You know what I mean? I'm talking about regular terrestrial radio right here in Los Angeles, and you're not supporting the record yet. At the end of the day, you could probably get you a J. Cole dropping some additives when you add this record, you know what I mean, and do it as a double up in a sense.
Yeah, that.
I don't know, my nigga, but I fucks with Kaz. He's coming, you know what I mean? He's a lyrical nigga. It's another lyrical MC. This is not gangbang or G-funk music or something that you guys want to limit it, the coast to. That's a bygone era. We understand what that was, but we got a new generation of artists. Let them flourish because they do trap, they do drill, they do gangster shit, they do all of it.
They do a little bit of everything, but you never going to get, from a true artist, they're going to speak on where they come from first and foremost.
Period.
Their background. You know what I mean? How they was raised, where they was raised. You got to remember, when we first started talking about dude, we was trying to figure out, where is he from? What side of town does he reside on?
Like, 60, I went 65th and Western. I was like, he from HPBs? Instantly. I was like, he from HPB? But then when I listened to I'm the Man, he was like, he went to Crenshaw.
But his name was Kaz, so you already know he was going
to Kaz, it was like...
Right, he's going to give you that bar.
He had to give you... It's too close to Kaz to not give you that bar. So, exactly. And then he even said, like, I got blood homies, but I'm not dissing. You know what I mean? Like, kind of in a way to say, like, you know, I'm from the seaside, but you know what I mean? But I fuck with B-Dawgs, too. Yeah. So I fuck with that at the end of the day, where, again, that's the nigga that's saying red and blue make green. You know what I mean?
And he fucks with the homie out of Inglewood, Free Act, right? Shout out to them cats over there.
All Day in America, I-N-G. You know what I mean? So, I think Kaz is doing well, though. It's a good look for the West. Shout out to J. Cole. Shout out to Dreamville. You know what I mean? That's some real shit for the West. You got a nice young spitter, you know what I mean, that's ready. Like I said, I'd like to see him on his maturation, be able to do a little more commercial-friendly record and bring the lyrical down or structure the lyrical a certain way so that it's supremely digestible. But for right now, busting his first shots, I think the nigga's killing.
Yeah, he's getting it off. He's developing right now. And keep it real, before we even jump on something else, he had a record, Western Ave Slaves, that I thought was incredible because he touched on, you know, prostitution in his neck of the woods on the streets over here.
That's gangster.
You know what I mean? And really how you want to see women get up out of that. So, you know, being
sexually conscious. That's depth. Yeah, that's right. Some deep shit for a young nigga.
That, you
right.
You know what I mean? Because, of course, we're here. We see that.
Every day.
Every day. So
Snooty Fox situation, you know what I mean? Ass cheeks out. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, so, you know, he made it relevant to cats that are here right now. And again, if you're not here, if you're not hitting those blocks, you're not on Crenshaw, you're not on Western, you're not on King, you're not on Slauson, you're not going to really understand the musical depth of a lot of artists here. Sometimes you got to come and sit down and get into the
culture
into
the of it,
mud.
Right? Of how the soil, how the turf really gets down and moves. Because y'all niggas be real stuck on that TV, man. Y'all be
and
real
on
stuck
on that computer. That's it.
The movies, though, I'm saying y'all niggas are still stuck on Baby Boy at the end of the day, where it's like it's a new generation of this right. shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like,
and they'll fool you too. Talk about skinny jeans, Vans, too small, tight T-shirt.
I'm talking about a nigga in all red, and you'll be like, he's got to be from blood. And he'll hit you with like, nigga, this neighborhood 6-0. Touch. You better get a bar of that new generation. Niggas.
How you twist it up, bro.
Twist it up.
You know what I mean?
You think you coming over there trying to get that nigga a Damu handshake, nigga. And next thing you know, the 9 will be in your face, nigga.
Off top.
Get a fucking bar.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And transitioning, my nigga, you know, we going to keep it funky. I like this next nigga. When I say I like him, I got a chance to meet him maybe about 6 months ago out of Ecstasy Studio. And that was a good look for me, just on like, man, okay. I hadn't really digested him. I knew the song, but I hadn't went hard on the song so much. Meeting him made me go turn the song up on myself and go, get a bar this nigga.
Yeah, yeah. It usually takes that sometime. You meet the artist and then say, wait a minute, okay.
Let me double back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I double back and I fucked with it and I was like, wait a minute, this the motherfucking hardest record I might have heard this motherfucking year, damn near. Like, oh my. Shout out to motherfucking Boogie, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Boogie, West Side Boogie.
You know what it is, my nigga. This record. But then you gave me a bar. So we sitting chopping and you say, actually, I was giving you bars on, my nigga, I'm listening to the nigga shit, I'm digesting. I was like, how come he didn't really have a lot more similar records to the Omai?
Complimented. Like, Omai came so left field. You understand? And I was on Boogie from the Thirst 48, which is his first mixtape.
Yes, sir.
Which
yes, sir.
Really caught a vibe. You know what I mean? Like, the vibe of that whole tape.
He set the foundation
The foundation. It's real jazzy. You know what I mean? I said, okay, he's a Kendrick baby. But also on that first mixtape, I was trying to figure out where he's from because he was, like, giving you a Long Beach bar. But saying, my granny live over here.
Same Vince Staples perspective at the end of the day. Right, you know what I mean? I'm crossing these hoods. I'm on the borderline right here. Like, but again, when we was shopping that day, you said, my nigga, he grabbed that from Jahlil Beats.
Whoa, out of towner with that fire.
Because then that's when I went back to the credits and I was like, his niggas produced like 80% of the album.
Yeah.
And I was like, and it sounds similar. Those songs all kind of got the same BPM or, you know what I mean, same kind of vibe to them. And I was like, okay, I can see where how his camp produced. But then when I turned on Oh My,
took you somewhere else. It was like a sore thumb on the tape, low key.
Young Bug, this is just your nigga from afar telling you, I need like 8 of those. I need like 8 of those. Yeah. When I put the tape in, like I need like another at least 3 more Oh My's. And my nigga, I'm saying that we can't turn your shit off when it's like that.
Right.
You feel? And that's what I want to do. I want to ride this shit and not be able to turn it off. I want to have to smoke.
Or skip or fast forward, you know what I mean?
I want to roll more weed, you know what I mean? Yeah. I want to speed. I want to get a motherfucking ticket, you know what I mean? I want the sheriff to pull me over and I'll still be knocking your shit when he asking me for my ID and registration. Oh My! You know what I mean?
Oh my goodness. hey, look, they jumped on the train, though. They jumped on the train in the video, and he had the Youngs going nuts.
That shit was the freshest, wildest shit I had seen for L.A. on an L.A. look like that.
Yeah, a whole new bar.
It was pandemonium on that motherfucker, you know what I mean? But the beat made that motherfucker lift up like that where...
It called for it. Shout out over there, man, to the Nellas, man. G-Weed holding the boy down, you feel me?
That's gangster shit, man. Shout out Boogie, man. You know, so... Don't take none of these bars like a nigga dissing or none of that kind of shit. My nigga, a nigga really feeling you. Nigga just want more of the hot shit that you've already gave us. I need more and more of that shit, my nigga, to keep me fucking with it and so that I could keep blasting it off on the niggas you love to hate. You know what I mean? And let niggas know that you one of the hardest niggas in L.A. right now. Shout out Compton Boogie, my nigga.
Yes, sir. All day. Congratulations on the deal, too. You know, he's signed a little deal with Interscope. So he's, you know, probably working on the album right now. We should be hearing some new music for him, you know.
Yeah, you sign, that means a new mixtape should be coming real soon, my nigga.
It's time to get to work.
You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Shout out my nigga. He's really, 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 really a creative young nigga in this game right now. And I really think he, you know, got an opportunity to really, 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 you know, make a mark for himself. So.
Yeah, he's going to do some big things, I see.
On the next thing, this is a personal, you know, situation on a lot of levels. But at the same time, I like the nigga because... He got his own little lane. And I gave you this bar a little while ago, but I'm gonna give the people this bar. Will Blast is like a felon driver. You know what I mean? What I mean by that, you know what I mean? I ain't had more like, you know, speeding tickets and just been pulled over more than, you know,
anybody in the state of California.
More than a Mexican drunk driver. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep it real. Just on my mama. You know what I mean? I didn't have like probably like, you know, 300 tickets, keep it real. You know what I mean? So, but I'm down at the motherfucking Hill Street Court, you know, working my shit out, give me a little community service because of these tickets and shit. So I got to go handle my business. You know what I mean? Like a real nigga, I'm trying to stay out the motherfucking Pinta. So, you know what I mean? Nigga don't like that behind the wall situation.
Bruh, they will,
you know what I mean?
You through the county for a hot weekend, bro.
I don't like them blues. I'm just going to keep it real. They'll never fit me good. They always flood and shit. You know what I mean? My little van shoes is always too big. I don't fuck with that jail shit. So I got me a little community service. And while I'm doing my community service, you know, I had one of my young niggas. Shout out to my nigga Mosby. You know what I mean? That's my young right hand right there. You know what I mean? And my niggas say, a young nigga pop up on the truck, you know what I mean? We rolled around in the truck every day doing a little graffiti removal and shit, you know what I mean? Some real-ass community service shit, you know what I mean? I got to pay my debt. And it's a new nigga get in the truck with us, you know what I mean, one day. A little light-skinned little nigga, you know what I mean? I could tell you, like a little Tyler Creator Crip, you know what I mean? Wow. Fairfax District Vans type little young nigga, you know what I mean? That whole little, you know what I mean?
Trendy Jonder.
That trendy Jonder, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I didn't really, you know, pay too much attention to the nigga. We rolled around a couple days. I missed a day. My nigga, the young nigga Mosby, hit me late that night. Say, Blast, nigga, you won't believe who been riding around the truck with us. I say, who, nigga? He say, X-son.
X who?
X to the Z. Exhibit, nigga.
Oh, wow.
My nigga at the end of the day.
Imagine that.
My nigga at the end of the day. A young nigga that I've been around so much as a kid. And I've been riding around in the motherfucking truck with this nigga for 2 weeks and not knowing.
Didn't,
you know what I mean?
Didn't know it.
And I'm like, what the fuck? So I come back to the spot the next day and I see the nigga, you know what I mean? I look him up and down, smell him like, that's that nigga like a motherfucker, you know what I mean? So we in the truck, we chop it up, you know what I mean? I let him know, like, and he like, damn, like, Blast, like, you know, he ain't remember too good because he was young and shit at first.
Yeah, he was a kid.
Get a nigga a couple bars, you know what I mean? The next thing you know, his memory pop, boom, boom, boom. Me and Uncle Blast back together again, you know what I mean? So it was cracking. But my nigga's name is Trey Capital, you know what I mean? Get a bar, Trey Capital, you know what I mean?
Trey Capital.
Put it on for LA, you know what I mean? That's a young nigga grinding, you know? I'm going to jump to it off his music. To his production, he got that girl. Was it Girl Wonder or
Wonder Girl?
Wonder Girl.
Wonder,
you know,
Girl.
Wonder Girl.
The
there
beats.
You go.
Yes,
you know, and so that's a royal bar for a nigga like that to be that young and fresh in the game. She do
and get that production.
She do Rihanna beats and all that kind of shit.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is what I'm trying to tell you on the quality of the production that the young nigga is being able to pick and choose from.
It's been killer.
It's on the highest level at this point.
Yeah, you know what
I'm saying?
Without a doubt.
So that's what I'm saying. When you're able to come into the game and it's like, nigga, you all you ate was filet mignon, you know what I mean?
From day one.
From day one, nigga, you never ate beef or ground beef. Reef, nigga. You know what I mean? It was Filet. You know what I mean? That's straight capital on you niggas. You know what I mean? So get a bar, my nigga. You know what I mean? He dropped a project called Gundam. You know what I'm saying? And then he dropped a Gundam Part 2 on you niggas. You know what I mean? So my nigga is smashing the fucking world out. Go check him out. He got about 3-4 vids up on the street, putting on for the city. You know what I mean? Trey Capital, he's giving out bars, my nigga. I love my young nigga. You know what I mean? He can come fuck with Uncle Blast anytime.
Anytime.
We'll burn it down, nigga. You know what I mean? Real big with a backwood. You know what I mean? You know how we do. You know what I mean? It's Unk, nigga. You know what I mean? Shout out to my nigga Ecstasy. You know what I mean? And Vidal Marsh. You know what I mean? Out there in Chatsworth putting it down. You know what I mean? At the studio. You know what I mean? Them niggas is big.
Y'all know what's going on.
Open bar radio. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Those my niggas. You know what I mean? It's all love. You know what I mean? 100 days a week. You know what I mean? Y'all know what it is. Will Blast.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All up in this bitch.
You know, if y'all get a chance, Trey Capital, he got a record, man, that I felt was crazy, which is that City Going Crazy.
That City Going Crazy.
I mean, that was an anthem.
Putting on for the city, my nigga.
Yes, sir.
That shit is hot, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Went to see him perform. He did a show.
He did SOBs, too, in New York.
Is that right?
Yeah, that nigga did SOBs, my nigga.
Okay,
get a bar.
He opened up for my guy, Chuck English.
A couple
months ago, so I went out there, checked him out, you feel me? You know, he's doing his thing.
So
he finally got big footsteps to follow him, but I think he's ready to do it.
Big footsteps. When your daddy is, you know what I mean, a multi-platinum artist, you know what I mean, that's some big shoes to fill. But at the same time, my nigga seems like he's, you know what I mean, he's ready for the war. So I think y'all niggas should go check with him. Check his vids. Like I said, he got visuals right now. It's not like he's, you know what I mean, a nigga you got to try to find his shit or something like that. He's on iTunes heavy, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So get a bar of him. You can go to iTunes, check him out real quick. And like I said, the nigga got vids. So YouTube him up and get a nigga a couple minutes. Because he's deserving.
Trey Capital.
Preach.
Yeah, that.
So we giving y'all some real good bars right now. These is niggas that, you know, might not even be on y'all radar yet.
At all. I think you know, we opening them up to a couple of new artists. You know what I mean? And that's what we really came to do as the niggas you love to hate. Away from, you know, just giving you straight bars, we want to educate you a little bit, too.
Let you know what different sides. That it's niggas coming out of the Valley. It's niggas coming out of Long Beach. It's niggas coming out of South Central. It's niggas coming from the
West Side.
Inglewood, Pico, Mid-Cities. It's niggas coming from all over. You know what I mean?
Inland Empire,
Pomona, Pasadena. You know what I mean? Like, so you got to respect the coast for all the turfs that niggas come from. It's not just where we at on Crenshaw, live on Crenshaw. It's not just that district, nigga. It's all these districts. And we got our antennas in all these hoods, you know what I mean, to fuck with all these niggas.
Ride with us, though.
All day in America.
You know what I mean? You from out of town, you a writer, you work in one of these outlets, digital magazines. Come to the city, hit one of us, man. We'll take you around, let you see what's going on, put you on to the real. You got to get out here in the dirt, man. You can't just get on the internet, do a Google search, and then try to write a whole article on these artists, man, out here. You really got to get out here and feel it and see how the culture moves on the West Coast.
Now, me and you was chopping maybe about 2 weeks ago, Breeze, and then and we was talking about like Turn Up Records and shit. You know what I mean? I was like, you know, it's only a couple cats here or there that, you know, got those kind of records. Usually a YG or something like that. You know, they had those records that go big in the club. But he got that Fly Mustard beat or something like that. But I was like, where the under of that Turn Up? Because usually if a nigga do it on a commercial level, it's some street levels to that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I was like, man, where that's at? And you was like, we was putting a list together for the show. And you was like, you fuck with OT Genesis?
Bar.
Barred out the game right there. Now, for you niggas that's in the South, you know what I mean, or in the East, this is like a West Coast Project Pat to me. You know what I mean? Like, bark, bark, chicken. You know what I mean? He's one of these guys.
He's got those phrases. Hooks that's like, you know what I mean, just out of left field. Like, wait a minute. Who is that?
He's fresh, too, in a sense of where he don't look like the same gangbang rookie or hood nigga, because his uniform is a little different, and how he carry it is a little different on a certain level.
A lot different.
It's not even that same, you know what I mean, regular swag. But when you get to, I'm in love with the Coco.
One of the biggest records last year.
I'm in love with the Coco.
Bruh. I mean, that record's still going. Still big in the club.
I'm in love with the Coco. Straight hustler business.
Yeah, that.
That's a record.
He's another one. I don't understand what's going on, Bless. He's another one. Busta Rhymes basically kind of grabbed him up and put him on the conglomerate and really helped, you know.
Are there any Los Angeles A&Rs that sign LA artists? That's just something I'm curious about. You know what I mean? Like, because I don't know who you niggas is checking for in the streets, but if a nigga got to come all the way from New York or Chicago to tell a nigga he's dope, something is wrong with our shit.
That's a problem.
That's a fucking problem. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we're giving you niggas a bar, you know what I mean, at the end of the day, because you niggas need to get your bars up, bitch.
Yeah. But OT, man, he's from Watts by way of Long Beach, or Long Beach by way of Watts.
Long Beach by way of Watts.
Right. Some of his people was real close with me, you know what I mean, in the streets on some other stuff, you know what I mean, which I don't want to put out here on the show, but OT, you know, they put me on the OT. We had a couple conversations a while ago.
Whip it good.
So, you know, it's good to see him where he's at now. This was before the Coco. This is probably when he had the Jackie Chan. You know what I mean? He had these records that was popping up on radio out of nowhere.
Again, that's the part that's smashing everyone in the face, because it's a new artist and he's instantly in rotation. Where they do that at?
He's making these records, though. He's going in. I don't got time to put, you know, make 10, 12 songs and not one of them being a hit.
Now, this is another reason, kind of like when we was touching on Kid Ink. He's making trap music a lot of times.
All day.
I call it West Trap at the end of the day. It's not always the same as Southern Trap. It'll have portions or parts that'll let you know, hey, this is still a coast at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Right.
At the same time, it still has that trap feel. So if you Futured out, if you Migos out, if you Sauce Twins out like that, these records do the same thing. They give you that same vibe, that same feel. You know what I mean?
All day. He's got a list of them. He's got a few of them.
Yeah. What I mean? That's what I'm trying to say. So that's why the people need to be fucking with OT Genesis like that. Don't just fuck with him on a terrestrial radio. Listen, we talking about that aux cord, nigga. When you get in the whip, get your phone, plug that motherfucker in, go to OT Genesis. I bet your turn up go up like 10 volumes, nigga, when you get a bar of that.
Got to. Or if not, you need to cut it. You need to cut it. Your ox game way too weak. You need to cut it.
Yeah, he's
killing with that record right now.
He's killing it. You know what I mean? The vid is nice. I mean, there's so much booty bouncing in that shit, though. So it's a great visual for me, for sure. You know, but he got the cars out. It looked like some Southern shit, but it's out here in Compton. And that's why this shit is fresh to me, because it's like, I don't got to fly to the South for that shit.
Now you get it right here. Homegrown.
I can get it right here?
Yes, sir.
Ooh.
Right off the turf.
Man. So that means that even same thing for you club DJ niggas. If you got a Future record, you could follow it with OT Genesis.
Yeah, that.
And that way, you don't have to feel like you playing all Southern music while you out here in Los Angeles.
He's getting that off, too, though. You know what I mean? Because he's been signed for a little bit as well. So, you know, if you hit AOD on Monday, Secret Sunday, Sam's. I was up in Sam's and ran into him at AD.
I know AD out there chuching.
Hey, they was going up.
I know
up AD. At Sam's, you know what I'm saying?
AD is actually in the cut of video. You know what I mean?
That's his man.
You know what I mean? So I'm already knowing, like, those niggas go hard together. You know what I mean? Yeah. No homo. No homo. You know what I mean?
I said that's his man. Like, you know what I mean? That might lead to something.
Sorry,
not
my
really
nigga.
Knowing what's going on. You know what I mean?
Apologies.
That's his day one. Let's say that. That's his day one.
My bad. They mean it like that, my nigga. You ain't trying to slander.
All day the niggas you love to hate.
All day in America. Let's hashtag these niggas real quick. TNYL.
Yes, sir.
TH. The niggas you love to hate. Will Blass. Mark Breezy.
Catch me on social media, man. Mark Breezy on all platforms. MarkBreezy. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, the whole nine.
You can hit us on the TNYLTH on Twitter, on the Snap, and on the Instagram. Holla at us, man.
SoundCloud, too. SoundCloud will be going up, so you can really go there and stream our shows.
Check our numbers. Our numbers seem to increase every week for some reason.
Yeah, nigga, it's going to be a problem,
man,
bro.
You know what I mean? Like, and I appreciate you people coming to check with us, you know what I mean? Because, again, this is for you. You know what I mean? I already got this shit. I knock this shit religiously already. You know what I mean? This is what's in my playlist.
This is the playlist.
This is what I'm trying to say. Like, so if you coming to fuck with me, like, and we taking that road to the Bay, we taking that road to Frisco, or to Vegas, nigga, this is the shit that you finna get in the car and knock. You know what I mean? So if you're a nigga from the East Coast, shout out to Jesus and Miros. You know what I mean? Them niggas was out here the other week. You know what I mean? Like, I was trying to tell that nigga to come fuck with us, because we get that nigga a real bar of the coast real quick.
Right,
you know what I mean?
I fuck with them niggas, bro.
All day.
They're hilarious.
They got some fresh shit.
Yeah,
they got some fresh shit. You know what I mean? And for y'all that that's not fucking with that. Y'all fuck with that Jesus Miros. You know, used to be on Complex, you know what I mean? But that shit is all over the place. You can at least YouTube that shit, you know what I mean? Catch them niggas. Them got bars. They did that, was it G Herbo?
Right.
That was a fresh look.
Little interview
with him out and about in the streets, you know what I mean? It had some good little background visuals, but it was a good look. And like I said, those niggas is putting it on for the East, putting it on for Brooklyn, putting it on for New York, you know what I mean? Like, and they're giving you not so much a hood, you know, street bar to shit, but just some real dudes out there giving it to you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the commentary perspective is real A1.
It's real A1. So I fucks with that heavy. You know what I mean? Like, so... Where you want to go, Breeze? We got a couple more minutes. We can get these niggas. You know what I mean? To borrow on that. You want to go into these croons?
I thought we could go into Young Veggies.
Let's go into Young Veggies.
Some with Young Veggies.
Ooh,
out
man.
There.
I
bro.
Might have almost missed one.
How
y'all
you gonna miss the Young?
And he's heavy on my rotation. If you check my Twitter, I pushes motherfucking Casey Veggies. I'm gonna go back. He got a song with Dom Kennedy. She in my car. You know what I mean? Like that record is. That's the record that I first probably attached myself, like, man, like, you know, it's about a year old, year or something old, and I was like, hey, this is a good look for a young nigga right here. But prior to that, the records that I heard was like the Earl Sweatshirt, Vince Staples record.
And
a couple other records before that where I was like, okay, he's just trying to stay as an underground artist. You know what I mean? That's how I was looking at it. Like, okay, yeah. He wants to stay
feature artist. He had a lot of features going on at that time.
But it was still, the music of it was more so an underground perspective of it.
Definitely. You know what I mean?
But when I was doing the community service, my nigga Mosby, he was like, Blast, I got a little joint for you, nigga. I don't think you heard. And I was like, nigga, play that shit. I was like, who is it? He was like, it's Casey Veggies. So I was kind of like, okay. It was that backflip with I Am Sue.
Yeah.
Before the remix with YG.
Yeah. That was killer. When he came with that, I was surprised. I was pleasantly surprised, though.
I played this shit like 20 times in a row just in the truck that day, nigga, where I was like, nigga, this record go, nigga.
Yeah, then he turned around and threw YG on it.
Then he threw YG on it and did the vid and then was like, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Veggies. Chech.
Off top. Veggie's got a cold story, man. You know what I mean?
Like, yo, bar that, you know what I mean? About his pops and the whole situation.
We over here on the Shaw, bro, but his pops, man, is a big promoter out here in L.A. He kind of started off as a security guard, man, and it's crazy because I went to a couple of his parties. You know what I mean? Joe Jones, he got a little company out here. And
that's what's up.
He used to do security for, like, Jay-Z.
That's a bar.
You know what I mean? So that's how Veggie's got on the Roc Nation, that connect.
Get your bars up.
And through pops, you feel me? Now, we over here right now on Crenshaw 43rd, bro.
On the Shaw.
His pops do Taco Tuesdays at the Regency West.
Ooh, that just reminds me of
man.
Big,
so,
that's
Tuesdays,
big booty black
man.
Women. That's big booty black
all
women situation
day.
Right there.
All
ooh.
Day. So if you over here, man, in the city, that. Man, Veggie's pops, man, got it popping, man. I ain't been yet. I ain't been, Blast, but I done seen the pictures and I've been waiting to get over there.
I need to fall through that on a Tuesday. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I didn't hit the corner and see it like, ooh, it's popping. I'm always end up doing something else and be like, damn. I forgot about it.
I never really have, you know, wanted to just function on Tuesday around
anyway.
Tacos.
Right.
You know what I mean? That was never brought me. But at the Regency West in Leimert Park, and it's Big Joe doing it, I know it's going to be some racist there.
Yes, sir.
And I need to be in the building to see me a few racist.
Got
to
get those green face hunnids and red bones.
I like those ambiances, though. Those is good ambiances for me. You know what I mean? Like,
without a doubt.
That ain't that super, you know, ultra young turn up. That's that,
no,
you know what I mean?
It's a grown man thing.
It's a grown man thing.
No
you know
games.
What I mean?
You come in there and it is what it is.
You know what I mean? You'll find you a lawyer up in that motherfucker, you know what I mean? And be married and, you know what I mean?
Before you know it.
Living in Malibu, you know what I mean?
Might get a nice little sugar mama out of there.
Ooh, I take the just a mama. She ain't even got to have no sugar, nigga. You know what I mean? Mama,
all day.
As long as she got that Beckham, you know what I mean?
Oh, they got him in there, bro. I didn't hit the corner and seen him falling in. I'm like, man, damn. I didn't forget again that this was going on. So, you know, we might need to hit that blast.
And, you know, that generation don't, they, you know, that's not like that. This new generation. New generation is all about that twerk, you know, drop, slap, clap, you know, my cheeks. You know what I mean? See, that generation right there, they just want to grind up on your thing. You
that's
know what
it,
saying?
Man. That's it. And then be on some, like, neo-soul shit. You know what I mean? They will play that Jill Scott.
It's that, this that flow. I mean? It's that flow, man. That flow, almost like flowetry. You know what I'm saying? It's that flow, nigga. You know what I mean? Get a bar. You know what I mean? Straight gangster shit. You know what I mean? TNYL, LTH. You know what I mean? The niggas you love to hate. You know what I mean? Will Blast, Mark Breezy. You know what I mean? But I think Casey is doing his thing, my nigga. He's a young nigga. He's fresh in the game. Yeah. I like I said, most niggas that start out underground, they stay there. They worried about I have 4,600 fans and they're gonna hate me if I change my style and I start doing those commercial records. I must stay true to the underground, nigga. Fuck that shit, nigga.
That. You can't do that. But you better glow up. That's the new term they say. You better glow up. The glow is real.
Tupac said it a long time ago, my nigga. You know what I mean? Like, if you ain't in this shit for the money, I don't know what the fuck you in this shit.
What you doing it for?
What you doing it for? And the underground is a good starting place for anyone you want to start, but that's not where you're supposed to stay, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. Elevate you. You're supposed to grow, man. You're supposed to really take it to the next level.
Elevate your game. Elevate your game.
Yeah.
Step your shit up. And that's what I think Casey's doing. He's stepping his game up. He got a record with Dej Loaf on this new shit. What's that, the Grown Up?
Grow and Live.
Yeah, Grow and Live mixtape. Acting Up with Dom Kennedy. That's like my favorite joint off of there. You know what I mean? I still play that shit 10 times a day. He got a couple other joints.
You know what I mean?
So that's what I'm saying. It's definitely a mixtape you should be checking if you ain't downloaded or something and went through it. My nigga, you sleeping.
I was at your bar, though. He had a low-key Puma deal.
Actually, my dude, one of my East Indians I tell you I hoop with, he worked for Puma at the time during it or whatever. Okay. So he put me up on, we rep Casey Veggies. When he told me that, it was before the backflip record. So that's where I was
That came through the Rock Nation. Rock Nation got a lock-in with Puma.
How you had that big look like that and hadn't even bubbled yet? You know what I mean?
Bro, he had an album release at the spot called the No Name on Fairfax. They gave you a little gift bag.
Right. That's the little clothing spot or whatever. Right.
No, this is like a straight restaurant. It don't have no name on it. It's real exclusive spot over there on Fairfax, bro. You can't even really get in. Like, it's a restaurant. You can't get in unless you want a list.
Mm,
you feel me?
Mm.
But they gave me a nice little gift bag with the Puma hat. He had the T-shirt. I said, okay. Step it up for the coach.
He got a new little, or I ain't gonna say new, but he been pushing this little T-shirt line and everything or whatever.
PNC.
You know what I mean? So I've been seeing that a lot. You know what I mean? So y'all niggas support that. You know what I mean? Go fuck with that. You know what I mean? Because Casey Veggies is out here getting it. My nigga, it's a real LA nigga, straight from the ING. Inglewood.
You can catch Casey Veggies at the Ralphs in the Ladera Center.
All the time. What are you talking about?
I just ran into him like, yo, that's Young Veggies, what's happening?
That's the hood, my nigga.
Chopping up, you know what I mean? Getting the win.
Get a bar, my nigga, you know what I mean? So
you're really out here.
Man, in these streets, my nigga, you know what I mean? So niggas, his ears is to the street, eyes to the street, 10 toes down, my nigga. Holla at your nigga, man. It's Will Blast, Mark Breeze.
Mark Breeze.
Niggas, you're a lot of hate. On this next transition, do we leave anybody else out, my nigga? We hit Boog, we hit Trey.
Well, I mean, you know, you kind of... pull my coattail to it, you know what I mean? Being that we on the show, and I think I spoke on this on the first episode, you know, a lot of cats I work with personally, a lot of cats I know just through business and may do, you know, small little things here and there. I might throw a cat on a soundtrack or put his song in a film or something like that, you know what I mean? But this artist I work a little bit closely with and have for, you know, a long time. You know what I mean? We was one of the first cats out of what they call Bompton. First nigga really to say Bompton on a record.
I agree.
Feel me?
I agree. That's 5 years ago. You know what I mean? Six years ago.
I mean, a little bit more than that, almost. Low key, you feel me?
Like 07, 08, he was
on
that.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. We dropped a lot of mixtapes. You feel me? Had the streets hot, the source. We got a lot of big looks, XXL magazine. And, you know, my guy, YG Hootie.
Young Tudor.
Young Tudor.
My nigga.
You know what I mean? So, you know, Young Tudor's doing his thing, man. We dropped a couple mixtapes. We dropped the Destroy and Rebuild last year. Which was a big record for us.
Big record.
You know what I mean? We had two presidents with Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar. That feature was huge.
That was awesome.
Who outside of the niggas that's on the upper echelon can get a Kendrick feature? I just want to... Anybody can answer that?
Hello?
Hit me on my Twitter, and that's what I want you to do. Answer me that question for you. Besides a nigga like a J. Cole or those kind of artists, Name me an independent nigga that can get a Kendrick Lamar
verse. Independent.
Right now.
No major deal was able to go get it. This is independent.
Call me. You from San Francisco, nigga. You from buttfuck Iowa. Nigga, call me and tell me that your nigga can get this feature right now. I want to know. We definitely going to feature that nigga on the show.
Okay, man. That came from the dirt. Them guys grew up together, man. So it's a little bit deeper than rap. And that's why the record came together like it did with Two Presidents with, you know, him and Kendrick playing Malcolm and Martin with a message behind it.
Gangsta shit at the end of the day.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So that was killer.
And shout out to Kendrick, you know what I mean, for even giving the young homie that look, you know what I mean? Because that can only elevate a nigga's situation, you know what I mean, when he comes and spits some bars on that shit.
All day. But, you know, we got to shout out everybody that kind of came and supported and got down on the record, you know what I mean? You know, Hootie had a close relationship with the Brick Squad Monopoly.
All day.
You know what I mean? Which is
Waka Flocka Flame.
OJ the Juice Man. You feel me? So Waka, of course, came and blessed us. We had a record and a video.
The video go hard with Waka.
Yes, sir.
The video go hard. That's some imperial shit. Period.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good bubble.
He came to the hood. You know what I mean? We had a big day out there. You feel me? And once again, we jumped on the roofs.
Jumped on the roof, showing you a different visual of this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Everybody came out for that video, too. Just regular, like Mitchy Slick was in the video.
It was a turn up, my nigga.
Jay Worthy was out there.
It was a turn up.
You know what I mean?
It was a good look for Hoot. You know what I mean? But maybe about, okay, even transitioning from the Waka record, y'all dropped another record early 2015.
Yeah.
Run it. Now, to me, this was the baby Run Me My Money record.
Yeah, that.
From AV the summer before.
Right. I don't want to say baby because we had the record already.
It gave almost a similar, like it was a continuation, like how if that record had to die, this one came back and was like, nigga, we still running this shit, nigga, Run Me My Money, nigga, let's just run it, run the fade.
Whatever it is, run that, nigga,
you know what I mean? And that was a good look for my nigga, and that's why I mentioned earlier where when I watched the vid, he on the roof and shit,
like
Vince Staples and shit and everything, putting it on for Compton like that, for Bompton like that, you know what I mean, giving it this hood like that, the little Compton symbol, the Rosecrans, all the shit around.
You know, that was right on the corner of Hillgard and 142nd Street.
He had it up.
We had to, which is right behind Tams.
Right.
You know what I mean? And Tams is notorious. You know, that had a situation over there. You know what I mean? And that, again, if you really got into Hootie's bars, you know.
Hood active. That's hood active.
You got a line. I might be a little ahead of the game, but off one of the new records that he coming with, where he say, TMZ owe me a check. Feel me?
For that bar.
With all the video of my granny house.
Right.
Putting granny house on blast.
You didn't took Google Maps to the next level at the
exactly.
end of the day. You know what I
exactly.
mean? You got my whole situation on the camera, nigga. Get get Grams off the motherfucking
right,
TMZ.
Right, it's real over here. Niggas is really out here. You know what I mean? So, you know, we did that thing, man, and the record performed well, man. It was a good look. So, you know. Hootie's working right now. He's got a new project. You know what I mean? We're trying to get tighter. He's working on trying to get right. You feel me? We'll see where it go. He dropped a record called Cholo. Yes, sir.
Now, real quick,
that was produced by my nigga, man, Mayor Mud Dollars. I got to shout him out.
I seen Mud Dollars on that. But y'all don't understand. Okay. I'm sorry, my niggas. You know, I opened up this mixtape lane for y'all. I fuck with this gangster shit heavy. Y'all can't, you know what I mean, hate a nigga because I love gangster shit. For all the essays out here in L.A. that love gangbang shit, you love street shit, you have an anthem actually right now that you're not checking for.
Yeah, go get that.
It's called Cholo. And it's by YG Hootie from Bompton. Go get this motherfucking record.
Bringing the black and brown together.
He called it Cholo. What other way could he signify for you? Nigga, because ain't no niggas Cholos.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This is for you. So he just gave y'all a record to say, I shout out all my essay love or give love to the essays. So come give me a little bit of love and fuck with a nigga from Bompton that's riding
to,
like
man.
That.
You got to, man. You know the essays got that work though on the low. You know,
ooh, right? That's what I'm saying. They the plug half the time. You know what I'm saying? They a niggas plug half the time, my niggas.
El Pollo Loco. You dig. You feel me? Get you a plug out there, bro. Get you a good Mexican, man. Low key, man.
If you get you a good Mexican, you'll be rich at the end of the day. You won't be living in the hood no more. You know what I mean?
What?
You'll have a different zip code like a motherfucker, you know what I mean?
Quick, fast, and in a hurry.
In a motherfucking hurry. So shout out to YG Hootie, man. I really feel like the nigga's growing. I like with G Malone on the first episode, my nigga, YG is I seen as a pup, my nigga. I seen Hootie as a pup.
As a pup, my nigga. You know what I mean?
I was still doing mixtapes. I was doing the Blast Report, and Young Hootie would hit me and be like, Blast, I'm trying to fuck with that. You know what I mean? Where he was coming. You know what I mean? Like, he knew he wasn't there yet, but he was coming and grinding. Right. Now, since then, I've watched the nigga again, like, go from 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, graduate. Nigga, I'm a freshman in college, exactly. And I'm cracking. You know what I mean? Like, so I love to see the growth of my niggas, and that's what I hear when I see Run It, and then I see Cholo right behind that. I'm like, you, sonically, nigga, you're making shit that's very, very...
For that next level.
It's enjoyable music.
Right.
Enjoyable. Right. I can knock this shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you don't even care who the artist is. I mean, because the music is really good. It speaks for itself. You know, so shout out to my nigga YG Hootie, Young Tudor.
Yeah, and go get those Run It remixes, man. I had J305 and Bad Luck on one. You know what I mean?
That's big.
We had version one of the remix, then we came back with like a more hip hop one.
With the Planet Asia.
With Planet Asia, my man K.O. the Legend. You feel me?
All day.
That worked out. You know what I mean? It was a good look. You feel me? So,
again,
you know, working.
He kept legs on that record at the end of the day.
That's what the whole plan was about.
Keep legs on that motherfucker. You know what I mean? Keep it moving.
Da-da-da-da.
So we just touched y'all with, you know, I don't know, what, 6, 7, 8 motherfuckers, you know what I mean, that's really up next right now. These niggas got next. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't know who's next, then I asked y'all last time, y'all still listening to Fetty Wap? I don't know what you niggas is checking for. You in Los Angeles.
6, 7, 9 boys. They love all that shit. You feel me? They love all that funny bunny rap shit.
Look,
bro.
Man. Look here. A nigga better get his street bars up for this L.A. shit, my nigga. I don't know what you niggas. You niggas gonna act like you from the turf. You niggas gonna signify. You niggas gonna be like, oh, cuh. Every 5 minutes out your mouth. Oh, what's good with it, Damu? Young Damu, Young Ryder. You gonna give all them bars out. And you not checking for the niggas that live right around the corner for you? You niggas is mysteries. That's all I can tell you. You know what I mean?
Support the homies.
Support the coast, my nigga. You know what I mean? But don't allow a nigga from somewhere else to come and show your nigga that he hot. You supposed to celebrate your nigga because that's why you riding for the turf in the first place. Y'all niggas is mysteries sometimes, my nigga.
All day long.
You know what I mean? But this is the niggas you love to hate. You know what I mean?
Niggas you love to hate, bro.
Will Blast, Mark Breezy. We ain't even hating on y'all niggas, you know what I mean? We giving y'all niggas bars to this new shit, this new West, you know what I mean? So get a bar of us.
Take
heed quickly, you know what I mean? Because I'm just trying to say, if a nigga, that's the next question I want you niggas to tweet me. What publication gives you an entire West Coast segment? What podcast? What anything of life gives you all the West at your fingertips on a one day out of the week?
All your favorite artists. If you know about them, if you don't, when you go find them, they gonna be your favorite artists.
For those that are a little square, you don't got your bars all the way up, and you want a cheat code, you know what I mean? You want that cheat sheet for the street? It's the niggas you love to hate.
Put your people on. Now you look like the man. Hey, look what I heard, bro. Give me that ox cord.
Nigga.
Put the homies on or something. They like, man, where you hear this at? You let them know. The niggas you love to hate. M. Breezy, Will Blast.
All day in America. But you pull up, one of you essays pull up bumping that Cholo to you, I bet you have your whole hood bumping Cholo. I guarantee it.
Dancing with their elbows in the sky.
Nigga, what? So I'm just trying to say, support the coast. These are some real young niggas. They active. They got movements. They got videos. They got visuals. There's no mystery to these niggas. These niggas is really coming. They really got next. You know what I'm saying?
Man. So with you speaking on supporting the coast, man, I got a shout out, man, our sponsor for today, bro.
Give the niggas a ball.
Listen, man, today's episode is brought to you by Purple House Music.
Purple House?
New label coming out the West Coast. It's a boutique label, though. It's a little different from what we speak on, but they got some shit coming for us. You know what I mean? But if you're out there, man, go online, www.purplehouse.com. That's P-U-R-P-L-E-H-A-U-S, music.com. Check them out. It's Baltazar Getty. He's got artists like Abstracto, Kev Hicks coming. Balt vs. Beach was his instrumental project. You know what I mean? With y'all to get a bar, which is all hip hop beats. So for you rappers looking for beats, check for it, man. Actually, they on SoundCloud at Purple House Music. Again, P-U-R-P-L-E-H-A-U-S-M-U-C-I-C. M-U-S-I-C.
get a bar of that. You know what I mean? So
and shout out the homies over there.
And that was called a sponsorship. So for you other motherfuckers that, you know what I mean, you got products and things that you need to get seen and heard, you know what I mean? And
push out the box.
You know what I mean? We right here for you, man. You know what I mean? Hit me on the DM, you know what I mean? On the Twitter. Hit Breeze on the DM on the Twitter or something.
Bro, we get you right.
And we have you right here, you know what I mean? Because we're going to take this visual in a few weeks also, ladies and gentlemen. This is not just going to be a audio podcast. This is going to be a visual where you're going to get us live in the studio, you know what I mean, giving you
I want them to see me. Feel me.
I want you to know me when I leave the studio, nigga. So when you see
just
me.
In case, you know who it is.
When you see me coming out the motherfucking liquor bank, coming out the liquor stone 76, coming out the motherfucking weed spot, it's me, nigga. Holler at Blast, you know what I mean? Because I'm just a regular nigga just like you, my nigga.
All day, holler every
at, you
day.
You know what I mean? This ain't no superstar. I don't fuck with the hood niggas. I don't fuck with, you know what I mean? I don't come around. Nah, nigga, wherever you at, I'll come to you. Nigga, all you got to do is hit me, you know what I mean? On some clothes and shit, I want to give a shout out to my niggas from Fear of Flying. I want to give a shout out to Marv All Access, you know what I mean? Those niggas do the clothes.
Marv, what's up?
Shout out
bro,
to my nigga
Breeze.
Marv. You know what I mean? So shout out my niggas, man. Those niggas really get it in, you know what I mean? They've been grinding the street on this clothing shit for a while. Those are two niggas I really fuck with, you know what I mean? So Fear Flying, you know what I mean? And my nigga Marv over at All Access, you know what I mean? Those niggas is really doing it. That the double A for Marv, you know what I mean? All Access, you know what I mean? So those are two other little clothing sponsors, just like we gave you the PNC with Casey Veggies, you know what I mean? So we kind of try to fill y'all with all the little shit. You want some little extra little merchandise, some little, you know, keep your little West Coast bars and your t-shirts up and all that, you know what I mean? So you can stay part of these movements, you know what I mean? Get a bar of the niggas you love to hate, because we'll actually bring that shit to you, my nigga. You don't even got to do the research yourself. We did it for you.
Live and direct.
West Side.
Crenshaw Boulevard.
So, I'm wrapping this shit up.
I mean, there it is.
We gonna let y'all know that, again, episode 3, we got crooners. We got the freshman class.
I gonna get a bar of the freshman that's coming out the way.
The freshman class is gonna be a beast. I'm trying to tell you niggas. Again, tune in next week, next Wednesday. Hashtag TNYLTH, the niggas you love to hate. Get a bar. Will Blast.
And Breezy. Mark Breezy. Brizzle Lean.
You know what it is. Get a bar up, bitch!
Yeah, that. How long did that go?
An hour and 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we went a little over than we thought. We was trying to go like 45.